So let's start. Today is Daf Pei Hei. Now, the pictures, the good news is that the beginning of the Gemara is not hard. That's the pictures are a little daunting, but the artwork pictures are actually very helpful. And it's not easy. So we'll try to do our best. Now, let's remember where we're standing. We mentioned the Mishnah. The Mishnah had spoken to us we're trying to maximize the seeding of plants, of vegetation, within an aruga, which is a 6 tefach by 6 tefach square of a field. Trying to maximize the seeding in order to avoid any issues of kilayim. Now, we have a few things to point out. Number one is that there was machlokes Rashi Tosfos about, basically the idea is about for kilayim, the issue is not necessarily the yanika, but that it looks like an erbuvia. It looks like it's all mixed together. So you have to figure out a way to make sure they're not mixed together. According to Rashi, basically you need a grand total of 3 tefachim between vegetations in order to have them not be considered mixed and to be separate. So you would have to have a tefach and a half off of one row and a tefach and a half off of another row. That will get you the 3 tefachim. According to other Rishonim, it's only a tefach and a half total. But we're going to... This mission appears in Kilayim in Paragim Mishnah Aleph, a lot of different Perushim. We're going to be basically steering with Rashi, unless we don't understand Rashi, which is going to happen later. These are 6x6 tefachim. It's a garden. It's basically it's a garden patch, right? It's a garden in your backyard in Brooklyn. Sorry, that's what it is. The other thing is that according to Rashi, according to most, you have what's something that's called the Turayin, right, which is like the triangle. Basically, if it's clear that the two rows are not mixed, meaning they're not then there's no erbuvia. If you can look, it's not a Maris Ayin issue, it's just an issue that kilayim is when they're mixed together. So if they're going in a perpendicular angle, so you can tell that they're not the same planting. So if they're going like this, you have this Tur Ayin. Okay, according to Rashi, that only applies that's why you can have them all on the outside. According to Rashi, it only happens on the outside. You can't have this issue within the aruga itself. According to other Rishonim, you can have Torayim within in itself, and that's why if you look at the back of the Gemara by the Perush of Rambam, Rashi only has like the middle being planted by one seedling. The Rambam has like some sort of triangles diamonds shape in the middle, because he says as long as it's set off in a different planted a different way, it's okay. And we're going to see it later on also when we start talking about at the very end of the Gemara, we have a circle. It planted in the middle. Okay, so that's just the introduction. So the Chachamim essentially said that you can plant 5 seeds, 5 different types of vegetation within this aruga, and it's not going to be considered that they're going to mix up. So the Gemara asks, Uminol, and we learned it out from this pasuk. The Mishnah brought this pasuk of Kikar Arts Hotzitzim Chavah Chagin Azir Tatzmiach, that it's Zara Belo Zeroya, and you learn that that's 5. So 5 within 6. So Gemara asks, okay, Uminalon, how do we know the Hom the Kimlu Rabbanan Milsahi? How do we know that what the Rabbanan said regarding this sheer unika is correct? Rashi wants to ask the question as follows. Minalon the Haikud Kimlu Rabbanan Bishir Unika Milsahi Lemismochala. How are we relying on the Chachamim? They're not agriculturalists, they're not botanists. How do they know that this works? Right? Viloma Bikini Chachamim Babon Sadama Leda Kama Yonkim. How do they know? How do they know that this is the shear that won't be considered mixed? So Gemara says, Gemara's basic answer is they knew it from the science. Leave it as it is, right? The Amar of Chibar Abba, Amar of Yochlan, because of Chibar Abba said the name of Yochlan. My Dixiv, what's the pshat? What is the meaning of the pasuk that says Lo Sasik Vul Reyecha Asher Gavlu Rishonim? It's an important part. It's the end of the pasuk. Asher Gavlu Rishonim. Now the pasuk pshat is don't move the borders, right? Lo Sasik Vul Reyecha Asher Gavlu Rishonim. So he says Gvul Asher Gavlu Rishonim, the Gvul, the border that the Rishonim set forth. What? Right, lo sasig. Don't move away from it. Rashi says, "Gvul reyecha, lita samach lemetzar lahachish karko kashir shagavlo rishonim." So the rishonim set off certain shirim of where things are going to grow. And we learned that the mishnayos and blah blah blah. So you can't move your tree because it's going to ruin the yanika. So don't upset that. And he says, "Rashi, who mihim harishonim? Who are the rishonim? Those are the amorayim, the amorim, the chivim, shaybikim bekach." Now they were the buckies in this, like we're going to see by Bnei Sar. So my God will be shown, the Gemara says, Amar of Shmuel ben Achmini, Amar of Yonason, the Pasuk says, Eile Bnei Seir HaChori Yoshvei Aretz. These are the children of Seir, the Chori, who sit in the land. So Gemara basically, Pshat means Yoshvei Aretz, are those who sit in Eretz Canaan. So that's what the land is talking about. But the Gemara basically plays and he says, Atakuli Amar Yoshvei Akininu. What, these are Yoshvei Aretz and everybody else lives in the sky? What do you mean these are Yoshvei Aretz? Everyone's Yoshvei Aretz. So Ella, what does this mean? Shahayu bikiyin bi yishuvu shel aretz. They were bikiyim. They were experts in how to live, not just in the land, and how to use the agriculture in the land. They had how to get the best out of the land. Shahayu omrim. But they would say milo kanazeh. This rod strip is lizayis. It's good for olives. Milo kanazeh legafanim. This is good for vines. Milo kanazeh leteinim. This is good for dates, for figs. Chori. What does it mean? Chori. Shahayu meirichim es aretz. They were able to smell Chori. Then Pasuk Shai is Chori is the name of the group, right? You have the Jews, the Chorim, whatever. So he says, no, play in the word. Chori means that they can be Meriach Es Aretz. They can smell the land and know what's supposed to be planted there. Chivi, what is Chivi? Amar Papa, Shai Tomis Aretz Kechivya. They would taste the land. They would taste the dust like a Chivya is the Aramaic word for a snake. Like a Nachash, right? And then they would know what should be planted there. So these people knew what to be planted, and that's the Chachamim basically learned it from them. The signs told them, they got from the experts, they went to the experts, they found out what the rules were, and then they applied those rules to the halacha, period, right? Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Amar, what does Chori mean? You know, the Shanasim and Chori mean the same. They were made free from their property, meaning that they were taken off of their land, right? The Ace of Esav kicked out the Chori, so they were made free. They were freed from their land. But the point being is that the Chachamim learned these Shiurim from science of their times. Amar Rav Ashi has another gear, so he says that this is Rav Ashi. That's Rabbi Nachmanel, and Rashi has it's Rav Ashi. So now we said that the Aruga that we have there here is 6x6. But basically, what they're going to say now is that if that's only 6x6, on the inside is also a tefach that goes around the whole, square for walking and watering purposes. So basically, it's 8x8. But the planting is still a 6x6. Some of Asi Aruga is Tocha Shisha Chutz Mikvalecha. And Aruga is defined as 6x6 within it, excluding the border, excluding Vulea. Tanya Mihachi, a Bryce that says the same thing. Aruga Tocha Shisha. Aruga, what's Shisha when? Tocha. Its inside is 6. The outside doesn't include the walking path on the outside. Gvul of a Kama, I told you what it was already. But what is the shear or the width of the gvul that goes around it outside? Kidetnan. Like we learn in the Mishnah in Klayim, it's Parag Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rochav. The rochav that you have to put between, they're talking about something else, but he says that the width you have to put between each yerek is kilo rochav parsa. It's the width of your walking. It's the width of your foot, which is a tefach. We'll see in a second. So you see, just like you have to have between each aruga tefach, so too here. It has to be, it's around here is a tefach. Amrav Zeirav, Itim, Rav Chanina, Bar Papa, my time is Rav Yehuda. What's the reasoning for Rav Yehuda? Dichsiv, it's interesting. If you look at the Mishnah over there, I think, it is a machlokus as to what it is, and we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But whatever, there's another sheet of how what this. Whatever, we've used Rabbi Yehuda. Amar of Zeir, Rav Itaim, Rav Chanina, Bar Papa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Diksiv, because the pasuk says when this is talking about the shevach or the praise of Eretz Yisrael, it says v'hishkisa biraglecha kigan hayarach. You're going to water the fields with your feet, basically. So what does that mean? You're going to water the field with your feet. My regal tefach. In other words, you're going to water the field by walking around it with your feet. So there's a playing on the word regal. So my regal tefach, just like the average width of the foot, I guess the D width or the E width, whatever it is a tefach, right? My regal tefach, ach gvul nami tefach. So to the border is going to be a tefach. So that you are going to be watering with the tefach. So you can be watering with your foot. You have to walk around to water it. Again, this is a small little garden patch. So it's going to be a tefach. You're walking around, and you need room for your foot. And how much room do you need? You need a tefach. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav. Now the Gemara gets a little more complex. Amar Rav. This aruga, this patch that we're talking about, and that allows you to have five different seeds of vegetation. We have four on the outskirts, and according to Rashi, one little seed in the middle. Aruga b'chur v'shaninu. It's an isolated aruga. There's no other garden patches around it. It's in a chulver. It's in a more desolate area. So that's what it means. It's b'chur v'shaninu. Rashi says, right across from Tosos the Tanan, Amar Rav, aruga b'chur v'shaninu b'mishnatenu v'hatir b'heziron, in our Mishnah, to allow you to have these five seeds, aval lo shesivoseh arugos, not if there are other arugos around it. Sharei lo pirshu l'cha ella hefresh zironim betocha. We're only talking about the zironim inside. The im tizra arugos sivivoseha, and if you put arugos all around the outside, like we're doing over here, lo sucha laharchik bein oso shebesocha ulezroa oso sheberuchos harugos somach l'gvul larchika min amtsai kishir. Basically, if you have, I'll say it outside, let's say you have two next to each other. So the whole point was is that the outer ones, right, the outer ones are basically perpendicular to each other, so we don't have a problem of the Irvuvia, and they have to be three tefachim away from the middle one. Now, if you have another aruga right next to it, so you have another square on top of one, so just look at that, so the top line of our square and the bottom line of the next square, well, they're going to be next to each other. They have to be, but they have to be separated from three tefachim. Can't be. So you'd have to move it. Well, if you move the top one away from the bottom one, well, then it's too close to the middle seed. So it can't be talking about two arugos next to each other. It can't be talking about two arugos next to each other.
Why is that again?
Again, because everything, according to Rashi, the way we're learning is that the seeds have to be separated by three tefachim, otherwise we have a kalayim issue. Okay, so in our case, we have one square. Rashi, remember the picture, look at the picture from Rashi in the Mishnah. So you have one square. So let's look at the top. Look at the top. See, the top has, basically you have four going around the outside. Those aren't a problem because they meet, leave out the corner, but because they meet each other at a perpendicular angle, a 90-degree angle. So there, the arbuvia is clear there. It's clear that they're not part of the same seedling. It's not a big deal because you don't have to worry about arbuvia. They have to separate from the middle seed three tefachim because they're going the same way, and therefore it only can be this one seedling right in the middle, which is three tefachim from any point of the other seeds. Now, if I put just copy in your head. Copy and paste another aruga on top, right? So I have another aruga on top,
above it.
You know what says kazeh? So put another row for the top aruga. So if you have another aruga on top of it over there, so what happens there? Now I have another row of seeds, assuming it's a different type of seed. So I have another row of seeds. Well, that can't be right next to the aruga in our top row. That bottom row for the one that's on top of it has to then be moved three tefachim away. Well, if it's moved three tefachim away, well then I can't put the middle seed there because then it's going to be closer to three tefachim from our new row. So the point being is that the only way you can have this construct is if it's an isolated aruga. If there's another aruga nearby, then that second aruga or our aruga can't work this way.
Why can't it be a three tefachim above the?
Because you don't. Well, that's.
Yeah, above the
because we're talking about an aruga that's right next to each other.
Separate by three tefachim.
We have garden patches to each other. Right, so the garden patches are right next to each other. You can't have that unless it's isolated. And I guess three tefachim, whatever the distance would be, that's considered isolated enough. But it has to be isolated. So Amarab, right, aruga b'chur b'shaninu, right, and Rashi explains, the im tizra aruga sivoseha, if you put other arugos right next to it, lo sucha laharchi ben osa shebesocha, you won't be able to distance between our aruga, luzroa osa sheberuchos haruga somat buli lachikam, and I'm sorry, kishiro lefisha tam markrivo etzel zera nizbechavarta, etzel gvula, she'im b'neim ela shnei tvachim shel gvule haruga, ba'anan gimba inan. Each aruga basically only has, we did mention that each aruga does have a walking path around it. So the distance between they're not going to be next to touching each other, there will be two tvachim, because you have the walking path between our new one and the walking path that we have. But that's only two tefachim. That's too close. Then you'll have to move them, and then they won't be able to. They won't be able to be distanced enough from the middle row. So they have to be they have to be distanced from each other by. They have to be isolated. So the Gemara asks, well, why do you have to do that? Now comes this more complicated picture. They can still be close to each other. Va'ika makam kronos. Rashi, what does it mean? My doke delola ukumya ba'aruga bein harugos. Why do you have to say it has to be isolated? We can establish our mission as well as an aruga in all these aruga patches. One way I think about it is like when you're flying and you look down the fields and you see all those different patches, you know, all right next to each other. So they're all right next to each other. right? Mukafos mikol tzad gimel arugos shechein ches, right? It's surrounded on all sides. They're all surrounded on all sides. Three on all sides. So you basically have nine in a row over there. Kazeh.
What is
the
ches?
Because there's eight around it.
Eight around it. It's surrounded.
Count the square.
It's around. Take ours is the one in the middle. Ours is the middle. So there are eight around it. Okay? So, because the two on the sides count on both rows. So, right? And have it, just look at our one. What do you do, basically? You just plant. You can plant five, but don't plant all the way across the top. Plant all the way across, just halfway across the top. And then on the one on top of you, do the other side. And those aren't good. There's going to be three tvachim distance, basically. It's not really three. Right, it's not really three tvachim. But basically, you're going to have the two tvachim of walkway in between, and then the diagonal. And Tosas points out, Tosas has a problem, because that doesn't equal three tvachim.
2.24.
Basically, is what it comes, because you have to, you take the, you end up having, but why, what's the math? Because he's looking in the
open.
I'll tell you, I'll do it outside. Because you have, basically, you end up being a rectangle between it. I mean, if you take the diagonal, it's going to be right, and then the one who comes 2.24. So Tosas has a problem with that, because it's not really three tvachim. But still, they separate. Do it on this in a staggered way, so those don't meet. And you also don't have to, but you don't have to worry about the right on top of it, because right on top of it, you plant at a perpendicular angle, in a 90-degree angle, and that, we said, there's no problem with the removia. So basically, if you plant this way, you still get five. You can still get five in your aruga, even if you have it in the whole patch. Right, let's finish Ring Rashi. But ikamakon kronos my doki the lolo kim the baruga bein arugas mukovas kun kukovas bekol tzad arugos shein ches kazeh v'lozro be'emsa v'chein be'kulon hezeron, you have five seeds. But ikamakol aruga makam kronos zivioseha, you have everything on the corners. But tayocho lamshich zeragarin shetizra b'tzag v'lon shal safon v'shal zeh l'dorom, this one goes north, this one goes south. Shal zol v'mizra v'shal zol marav, this one goes east, this one goes west. V'lozro usam garinim eitzel kronos, and you can put the seeds next to the corners. You only have to have this tefach separation. Why do you have to have this aruga b'chorva? Why have to isolate it? I can find it in a way where it's not isolated. You can have this staggered planting. So Amor be'Rav, Mishmei de'Rav. So in the house of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, the case is mimale esakronos. The case is where, no, we're talking about a case where he filled in the corners here. I think means the top, the rows. He filled in the rows. It's b'malei sakronos, right? He was zorea the entire north side or the entire south side from the east to the west, and therefore you can't be somich on this, right? You can't do that because he was somich the entire side. Basically, the way Rashi says it, which is very difficult, is Rashi. Look at Rashi's case. Rashi gives a different case. You say that he did it the way we did it in our Mishnah picture. Right, Rashi has a different case. Rashi says, "Malas Akronos, Rav Moki Masnisin b'Mamales Kol Haruach Shel Haruga Litzafon." Let's say on the right side is the north. So he does the entire row on the north, min Amizak Lamara, from the whole distance from east to west. V'chein Ruach Rom, on the other side on the south side, Aval Hamizrachi v'Marabi Zorei Me'at. But on the east side and on the west side, he only zorei a little bit. V'Aniach Hefresh Mikana Mikana, as a separation from on each side, Kazeh. Like, Hilkach Iatal Yachal Lizroa Old Baruga Shetzlo Tzafom Shetzlo Drom Mipnei Irbub Shel Beis Arugos. You can't plant on the north side or the south side another aruga because they don't have the distance. We're losing that basically that diagonal that we had before. So all the Rishon, all the Achronim asked, the Rashash asked, really, he's like, I don't understand. Why does Rashi have to come up with this new case? Just say the case in the Mishnah where he did it on all four sides. What's Rashi coming up with a new case for? I don't know the answer, right? Rashi says, no, the case is that like the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait, the Gemara goes back and forth. He says, why don't you do it perpendicular? Why don't you do it, you know, staggered? Rashi says, you didn't do it staggered. Now the Gemara asks, the listener may arrive alone in the goodbye. So do it staggered. So do it staggered in the end. Rashi says,
the only way you
can
fit in those.
Right, so do it that way. So he says, let's arrive, aruga mikol and don't fill in the whole side. Why do you have to do it that way? Just say that the Mishnah talking about a case where it's staggered, and therefore it's not filled in each side. Now the Gemara gives an answer. He says, no, because gzeira shema yamala esakranos. Rav has a gzeira that maybe you'll fill in the corners, the leftover. Okay, remember, you did it staggered. So I did it this way, on this aruga, this way, on this aruga. So this is empty. So maybe you'll come back later and you'll fill it in, and then you have a problem of kilayim. Right? Zera shemi yamala es hakarnos. Rashi says the achar kach yizra bicharvata etzel hagvul mitocha kasher zerahem sois. You won't pay attention. Oh, these are two different garden patches. You won't pay attention that they're so close, and then you're going to have a kalayim problem. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Below
you
have.
Also, unless you, why can't you just species A next to species B?
Yeah, that's another question. Why do you not have? I guess the idea is that you want to have each aruga have its own five. I said the same thing before. Well, let's just have the top row of the lower aruga and the bottom row of the higher aruga the same species, and all yet but so and then and match up the core or so match it up. I guess if you did that you wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
And the only problem you have this problem is if you wanted to make each aruga have its own five species.
Yeah, 45 different species.
Yeah. But Ein Echanami, I think that why wouldn't that work? There's no problem now. It's the same. Who cares that they're Ruvia? They're both carrots. They're both peas. They're both whatever you're planting. So now the Gemara asks, I'm not sure what the question is. The Gemara says, V'lo ye ela ki rosh tor yarak. Let this be like the rosh tor yarak. Again, what the rosh tor yarak is, the Rashi has a picture, it's basically just a triangle. If I have a field, and next to it, another, I guess you have the picture in the art scroll. What? He doesn't have the picture of the Rosh Tor. He says even it should be a Rosh Tor. Well, a Rosh Tor is essentially a triangle, basically. So if you have here's a picture of a Rosh Tor. Here, see? That's a Rosh Tor. So it comes to a point. So if you have a field, if the planting neck, as long as it's clear. That it's from a different field, you don't have a problem with the earbook. So if I plant my field like this, right, like the square, and next to it I bring the field in this weird triangular shape into it, so I can plant right up to it, even if they're different species, then I know there's not an earbook over here. The issue is not the unique so much as what's on top.
Different mamash field or what is different field?
Yes, yeah, so how does that split into a larger field? You don't have a triangle field, you have a square field.
No, you plant it that way.
You make like diamonds.
You make a diamond planting. Instead of planting every rows like this, you plant.
Yeah,
spread it out.
There's nothing connecting.
Oh no, we didn't answer how it fits into our thing. So Rosh Tor, the concept of Rosh Tor. You have two fields. You want to utilize. Let's say you have two fields, and you want. I'm saying two fields specifically. You want to utilize those two fields. There is a way to plant right next to each other different seeds, as if you do it in a way where it's clearly demarcated that there are different types of planting. So if I have one like in this like this in the square, and then I plant the other one in like in this triangle thing, so I can come.
Either way, there's going to be something separating the two triangles.
Well, right here, what's separating is the way it looks. There's not two triangles. There's one triangle. One's a square. One's a triangle. That's the Rosh Tor.
Oh, so you have one over here, one next to the other side.
Right, and it's clear.
That space,
though. Yeah, you have that.
In between the bottom spines.
Right. This is basically that space over here.
Correct.
Right. So, but then you can move right up to it.
That's an official way of doing it.
Right. That's a heter. Whatever the reason, that's a heter. You're allowed to do that. You have Rosh Tor. So the Gemara asks, right? The Gemara asks is basically asking is why don't you say below yeah elo Rosh Tor, what that. The way we're planting the arugos should also be that it should be like a Rosh Tor. Rashi says, "Klomer afilu mila osa." Even if you fill it in, like Rob's answer was that you filled it in, right? So let's say even if you filled it in, right? Afilu mila osa v'yachakach zara garin echad v'cheverta ve'ein hefresh kishior beino bein zara shizo mabekach lo yanidon ela karosh tor yerek hanimshach ubami sada zola sada zeh shneir yafash einu mizosh nichlasla el mizosh yotzimenev ikakera. Right, somehow there would be a hecker. Even what would be the hecker? The two tvachim in between is the hecker. I guess maybe what is some sort of hecker. I don't understand the question. And our school doesn't really help me. Our school basically says even if one does not fill up the corners and plant in an adjacent patch, this should be treated the same as a corner furrow of a vegetable field. And there's no note. Somehow, as Mar, so he answers no, and then he proves Milo Tanan. We already learned in the Mishnah how your roast or yarek nichlas the toksa de echer. If the tip of a vegetable field entered into a different field that was with other species, it's mutter. This is mutter. If they should near so fasada, since it appears clearly like the end of the field. He says, in our case too, since each patch is distinct and is surrounded by a walkway, it should be permitted even to fill the corners of each patch with a different species. He's asking the whole question. Why do you have to go this staggered thing? So Rashi said, so why do you do this? Do the staggered thing. Rashi says, no, don't do the staggered thing, because you make it fill it in. Whereas says, who cares if you fill it in? If you fill it in, the two tvachim that separate them, that's a heker. That should be the same thing as a Rosh Torah. As long as I have the heker, I have the heker. What's the question?
Yeah, that was saying it's how it looks.
Right.
So even if it's really yawning for each other, it's not a problem.
That seems to be what's going on. All worried about is the heker. That's the issue with Kilayim, right? Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi said. The third Rashi in the Mishnah, the Echad the Emsa. He says Garin Echad, one seed. V'yachol pisha kol etzel akronos smuchim zeh lezeh, even the ones on the sides are all next to each other. The ain b'neim are chaka gimel tvachim, and they don't have a distance of gimel tvachim. The yonkim zeh mizeh, and yet, and they also they are yonek from each other. Ain kan beis michlush. There's no reason for any problems here. The gabe klayim, when it comes to klayim, hekera hu debainan. Hekera is the issue. The lo lahave irbuv da a klayim kapir kra. They're talking about the mixture on top. Aval Yenika lo chayshinon. We don't have a concern about Yenika. Afilu b'klei kerem d'oraisa. Rashi claims that we're talking about here is klayim d'rabbanan, which Tosfos hacks on. But Rashi says even by klayim d'oraisa, he that's not above a basra. Zeh somach lagodim rikan. Zeh somach lagodim rikan. You could plant right up to the wall, right? V'afagav d'yonki mitatoi. Even though they yonek from underneath it, who cares? The whole point, as long as there's a heker, that they're separated. So over here, I guess the Gemara is asking. So who cares if you fill in the top? So do it all the way around. You have all your arugos, but at least you have, there's two tefachim in between each aruga. Because in order to, like we said before, in order to have a real aruga, you have a tefach around the whole thing as a walkway. So I have a tefach around this one, I have a tefach around this one, I have a tefach around this one. So it's constantly separated. So that should be a rosh tor. That's a separation. That's a clear heker. So it says, below ye elik rosh tor, mi lo tznan, don't we have a mishnah that says, in Kalayim, Perakim, Mishnah Gimel, haya rosh tor yorok, the top of the, so we read this already. The top of the tip of the rosh tor is yarok. Nichmas atok sada acher. It's going right up to the field of another one, right? Even though it's from a different, even though there's no separation between them. Mutter nation near sof hasada, because you can see right away it's a different field. There's no climb issue. So Gemara says, I guess according to Rav says ain rosh tor by aruga. There's no concept of rosh tor by an aruga. I kept saying a field. Aruga is not a field. Aruga is a patch. It's a garden patch. So it makes a difference. According to Rav, the concept of rosh tor, this heker rosh tor does not apply by a garden patch, by an aruga. Rashi says, "Ain toros het a rosh tor me aruga aruga, ela misada gedola." Right, oh, there's a rosh tor right there. You have the picture. It's the same picture Rashi says about the they used to stamp the meat, right? The triangle that it was kosher. Was that of Rob's house or something like that? They would emblaze the triangle for the hepsher on the meat. That's where he gets it from. The rabbi said that's where his father gets it from. That's exactly what his grandfather used it from that Gemara. Right, Veloye Ella Rosh, Gemara says, right, Ain Rosh Tor Meruga, I'm reading Rashi, Ain Torah's Heter Rosh Tor Meruga Aruga, Ella Misod the Gadola, the Tok Aruga, either from a big field into an Aruga, O Meruga, Toksod the Gadola, O Misod the Gadola, Toksod the Gadola. Avoshte Arugos, Lo Habe Heker, there's no Heker, Ella Doma Kilo Hinecha, it's going to look like they won, De Lo Chashida Kochad of Ape Nashi. Whatever, he doesn't hold that the two tefachim is sufficient enough heker. But Shmuel says, no, I'll call it on the whole thing. You don't need to have, this aruga has to be in order to do it the way that we described in the Mishnah, according to Rashi, then it doesn't need to be bechorva. It could be aruga bein aruga shanino. It could be an aruga bein aruga, and it's no problem. So Gemara says, the hakam is arba dadi. But if there's only two tefachim between them, then there's a mixture. That's a problem. You need three tefachim between them. So Gemara answers, "Benot Shul Akam or Shul Akam." He does it like the way we explained it. He does it the staggered way. "Benot Shul Akam or Shul Akam." Right. Rashi says, "Mamshu Sharul Zol B'Savi Kerem Mizrachis." So on this, Sharul Zol Tzamer Rabbis Dromis. Then Kula Nachidul Shloya Zek Neged Zeh Kamosha Pirish Gabe Akapla Dvel Demachon Kronos. He doesn't have a problem. And below Gazer Shmuel Shema Yimalat Akronos. he doesn't have a problem of Shema Yitmal Karnos. Another Peirush it can be is maybe he can just say that he says that he does hold a Rosh Tor. Why don't you just say that he holds a Rosh Tor when it comes to the Yerudos and there. Shmuel holds differently, but according to the way the Gemara, according to Rashi, needs to explain the Gemara, is that even Shmuel, who says you can have a Rugam and a Rugos, it has to be the staggered planting. I thought maybe you can just say you can have the complete planting, and he says it's a Rosh Tor. Okay.
Why couldn't he answer the same way the answer is Makam Kronos?
That's what he's saying.
Right, but he's saying, why does he use a different
name? I don't know. No, that, maybe that's why the Rishon, other Rishonim have different ways to learn it. I mean, again, we only learn the way Rashi learns it. There are many, if you look in the Mishnah and Klayim, I mean, you could spend hours on this Mishnah and how to learn it. So Amra Ula. Okay. Ula says as follows. Here's the Shaila. Now here I don't exactly sure how Rashi explains it. I'm sorry to explain, I think the way Tosos does. Amra Ula. Bo Marava. They had the question of Marava. If Kiyu tell him echad al pte kula mahu. What happens? Remember how Rashi set it up? You have on Aruga, you have four different seeds skirting the outside and one in the middle. What happens if you dig, I guess, a furrow? Right? You dig a furrow, a tefach deep and a tefach wide, and you plant all across the furrow. So if it's a tefach wide, right, then it's not and it goes all the way across, it's no longer separating from the top to the bottom. Before we started, the top to the middle, the bottom to the middle, side to the middle, was separated by three tefachim. Now I dig a furrow across, it's a tefach deep. So it's not really two tefachim, basically. Tefach deep, which is a bit of a hecker, but it's also tefach wide, so therefore it's closer to the top and the bottom. It's closer to the top, and there's no three tefachim separating them anymore. So mahu, have you messed up this aruga, that you have a problem. So mahu. So Amar of Sheshes, but Irbuv Ubitil Sashura. The mixture came in, and it was Vatil, the din of the Aruga, and it's all us, so we have a client mixture now. Rav Asi Amar, and change the gears to Rav Ashi Amar, Ein Irbuv Vatil Sashura. No, the mixture doesn't mess up the Aruga. So Eisei Ravina Rav Ashi, what do you mean? How does it not, that's why he changed the gears to Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, how does it not mess up the Aruga? Let's look at the next mission in client, Perakim Mishnah Dalet. It says, Hanoteo Shtei Shur Shal Kishuin. You have two rows of Kishuin, right? Shtei Shur Shal Diluin. Right, and then Shtei Shuros Kol Mitzri, two, two, and two next to each other. That's fine. That's mutter. That's considered an iruv because you have two shuros. Mishnah basically says it's considered its own field. Two shuros its own field, and they're separated. But shura achas shel kishuim, and then next to it shura achas shel diluim, and next to it shura achas shel pulam mitzri. That's usher. That's usher because one row is considered a problem. So one row is a problem. So too here, it's one row going across. So one row creates a problem. There's no heker. It creates a problem. So Shani Haka, and should change to Shani Hasam, it's different over there by the Diluim, the Ika Shracha. Now there it's different, it's because the Diluim, the Kishun, the Pulumitrim have these leaves on top. So they don't really mix, on the bottom where they're planted, they also mix on top with the vegetation, the leaves. So if you only have one row, it looks like they're mixing. Here, okay, so you dug a row of all the way across, but they don't fall over. And I think the issue is also because you dug in a tefach deep. So there's sort of a hecker that's a different planting. All right, now comes a part where I'm totally at a loss. Okay, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan now going to give a different way. Basically, wait, according to Rashi, in the Mishnah is that you had top, sides, and one seed in the middle. Rav Yochanan has come along and say, listen, I have a way where you can make better use of your garden patch, and you can plant more. So Amar Rav Kana, Rav Yochanan, Harotze Lomalos Es Kol Ginoso Yarak, you want to fill the whole thing is, fill in osa aruga, make an aruga, which is shisha, which is 6x6 tefachim, minus the tefach on the outside. The ogel bachamisha, and within it, make a circle, dig a circle, the diameter would be 5, right? The ogel bachamisha, umimale kronosea komasha yirtsa, and you can fill in all around whatever you want. I don't know. Okay, so Gemara said, I guess it's a hecker, right? He says ogel. B'chol aruga.
There's still parts
of the section on this. I know. B'ogel b'chol aruga hey v'zorei b'ogel min echad. In the circle, make one min. V'yesh heker harbe l'davar. Right, there's the heker. V'ein tzarech l'harchiv ben aruga l'cheverta. Then you have to separate from one aruga to the other. V'zorei chatzi tefach hasovev et kol ha'aruga v'ha'aruga mishar minim. If you should call echav echad nirem mekom v'cholak l'atzma. I guess you can sort of like, you can fill in even the corners. All the way to the top, because there's a hecker now. Each one has its own circle, so you could probably, you know, the crop circle. You could probably, and each one could look like its own. So Gemara says, "Why ika beini beini? How can you say you can fill in everything? Because you have if you feel the tops, then they're going to be connected to each other, I guess. And yeah, probably not separation. So he says, "I'm Rav Yanai b'marchiv ben hebinayim." He doesn't see in the borders. He just says he can't fill. It's not lav. It's lav daka. His kavana is that you can fill in the entire arugula, but not the borders, because if you leave the borders fallow, right? So but you can fill in the entire arugula because you have the circle. He's still not filling in the whole thing. I think you have the distance between the circle and the corners are still separate, but you're still filling in the entire circle. You just can't fill in outside of the arugula because those have to still maintain the separation between one arugula and the other. Okay, so the Gemara says Rav Ashi says no. Im, you can go fill in the borders also. You can fill the borders also. How? Im hayu zorim shisi zorim erev zorim shisi. Right, we have the shisi and erev, which means one goes this way, one goes that way. So if I fill in my border, right? If I fill in my border, you know, planting this way, you can fill in the other border planting the other way. The vegetations grow differently. The vegetations go differently. You can probably fill in the borders also. But how are you filling the borders? Don't you need that to walk around to water? Yeah, I don't know. So. Esvei Ravina Rav Ashi. We're going to get to the Mishnah, so we don't have to finish this tomorrow. So, Esvei Ravina Rav Ashi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm hoping you do that.
Listen, I looked online, and 7.5 years ago, there's a shiur given by this guy named Menachem Kagan,
yeah,
who actually gave the stuff. So, Esvei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says again that if you shesiv erev, it's okay. Esvei Ravina Rav Ashi. Avodas yorok b'yorok acher shisha tvachim. Beroim osam kitabla mirubas. So if you are, right, Rav Ashi, basically Ravina's asked Rav Ashi about the Shita of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that you're allowed to have these two meaning next to each other if one of them is planted in a circle. But the Brisa says if you want to do different Yerukos, Avodas Yerik the Yerik Afer, right, you have to have six Tvachim, like our Mishnah, six Tvachim for five Zeronim. Beroim osam kitabla mirubas. You have to have them as in a square. So, but a circle is not part of the rule. You can't do it in a circle. You don't even do it in the square, in rows. So Gemara is halav hachi. It's not like it's in the square. It's usher. So Gemara says, no. Hasam la kule ba kule achrina lahatero shiur tor hayotze hemeno. The Gemara is not there. He's saying the price that you're bringing from there is not to tell me that you lose the din of a rug if you have a circle. You lose a different din if you have a circle. There are many halachas. If you want to take advantage of halacha A, you have to do the aruga, plant the aruga this way. If you want to take advantage of halacha B, do the aruga this way. So, for example, in this case, hasam debayim mirubas, you have mirubas to have it as a square. It's la'achshavu sade ka'amar lahatir rosh tor. The only way you can hatir another field to come in as a rosh tor is if it's a square but with a triangle. The less later of Yochanan Adam Le'el ain't Rosh Tor Baruga. When we say there's no Rosh Tor Baruga, there's a whole lot of that. If you hold as a concept of Rosh Tor by Aruga, the only way you could have a Rosh Tor by Aruga is if you have the Aruga planted in the square fashion. Okay? Inami Islame Aruga Laruga from Isla Aruga Rosh Tor. Or he says maybe from a field to an Aruga there's a Rosh Tor. But if you want to take advantage of the halacha of Rosh Tor, it has to be squared. But that's what has to be a square. We're not talking about a Rosh Tor. I'm not worried about a Rosh Tor here. I'm worried here about maximizing my own Aruga. So in order to maximize the Aruga, I can plant it in the circle fashion. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow, totally new sugya. Start talking more about Hilchos Shabbos soon. I should talk about when the Torah was given on Shabbos. Talk about Shavuos. All right, we'll stop here and have a good day.